The Baltimore City Council has given initial approval to a ban on the natural gas drilling technique known as fracking, and a resolution calling for a statewide fracking ban. A moratorium on fracking, technically known as hydraulic fracturing, will be in place until next year, at which point energy companies hope to use the technique to get at the natural gas underneath Western Maryland. Activists are calling on state lawmakers to approve a fracking ban during next year's General Assembly session. WIPR's Rachel Bay brings us this report from an anti-fracking rally that took place yesterday in Northeast Baltimore.
Ban fracking now! Don't frack Maryland! Ban fracking now!
About 20 activists protested fracking outside State Senator Joan Carter Conway's office yesterday. The Baltimore Democrat heads the Senate Environment Committee and has opposed previous statewide fracking bans. Fracking wells are not likely in Baltimore, but Food and Water Watch organizer Rihanna Eckel says city residents could still feel the effects of fracking wells hundreds of miles away.
We can't geographically bind issues like air pollution and water pollution, and so even though fracking would happen somewhat distant from Baltimore, it would still lead to increased asthma cases, increased respiratory problems as well.
Some state lawmakers have promised to introduce new fracking bans before the moratorium ends. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.